Memory. On a fine day, the offshore waves, my, how beautiful they are. On a fine day, aren't the offshore waves like gold and silver? I was drawn to the edge of the cape by the gold and silver waves, but the gold and silver just kept shining brightly offshore. At the edge of the cape was a brickyard, and bricks were drying in the yard. The drying bricks shone brightly, yet the factory was silent. I took a seat in the brickyard and smoked for a while. As I was smoking, in a daze, I heard the waves rumbling offshore. As the offshore waves rumbled, I sat there idly in a daze. Sitting there in a daze, my head and chest got nice and warm. It was really nice and warm. The brickyard on the cape was struck by spring sun. The brickyard made no sound. Birds were singing in the grove behind it. Although the birds were singing, the brickyard stood unshakable, stock still. Although the birds were singing, the brickyard windows were struck by sunlight. Although the window panes were struck by sunlight, they didn't seem warm at all. A brickyard at the edge of the cape on a fine day in early spring. The brickyard later fell into disuse. The brickyard died. The brickyard windows and glass now lie in ruins. The brickyard is desolate and haggard. It still stands idly before the grove. Although birds still sing in the grove, the brickyard is just decaying. Offshore waves still rumble, and sun shines on garden soil, but workmen don't come to the brickyard, and I don't go to the brickyard either. The chimney that once blew smoke now just stands there, looking eerie. On rainy days, it's especially eerie. Even on sunny days, it's kind of eerie. Even though it used to look kind of eerie, the chimney can do nothing now. Sometimes this great veteran has frightening eyes filled with hate. Those eyes are so frightening that today, again, I came out to the beach, sat on a rock, and looked down in a daze. My chest even began to pound.